Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to know that as God's children, we can come together to worship him in spirit and in truth? Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's what we are doing as children of God. We are a part of the family of God, and that's what we are going to do today. We're going to worship him. Joshua, again, I will repeat, said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We are determined to serve the Lord this year. We are thanking him to take us through 2024. And, oh, what a time we had at the last day of 2024. And what a lot of drastic things happened right after that and before that as well. But here we are today in the house of the Lord, together to worship God in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. And that we are going to be doing, friends. We are going to put ourselves and lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to lift up our Heavenly Father, who is eternal. We're going to lift up the blessed Holy Spirit, who teaches us all things and is our comforter. Praise his wonderful name. I am so glad for today, in that it's the fifth day of 2025. Think of that. Isn't that something? God has spared your life and my life, and we can be hearing each other, and we can be having fellowship with each other and with God, our Heavenly Father, with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit today. We are going to worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds today, in that he has been so good to us, sparing our lives to see this day, a day that he has made. The word of God tells us, friends, in Genesis chapter 1, many people are confused as to about the creation of the world. They sometimes don't know who is the creator of the world. But history tells us here, and I like the history book that we use, and that's the Bible. It tells us in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning. Think of that. The beginning of a new year, 2025. And I want us to go through the handiwork of God in creating the heavens and the earth. Many people are confused today because of our teachers or our theologians so often confuse us as to who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. But it's God Almighty, the Eternal Father. Yes, friends, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness. Oh, that word frightens you. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, you're going to notice, friends, the name God, and I do hope that you'll hear his name mentioned so often that you won't forget it, because our teachers are telling us else things otherwise, contrary to the teachings of the Word of God. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, the deep. And the Spirit of God, what is that again? Moved. Yes, friends, the God that we serve is a living God. He's very much alive. But then, let us not forget, the Word of God says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that we are doing as God's children today is creation. We are worshiping him, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. The Word of God tells us in verse 3, and God said, I like that. God speaks. He says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God likes light. His children likes light. We find that his son tells the disciples and his followers that light is important. Likeness to light. And I will get to that in a little while. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God again saw the light, that it was good. And God again divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And I could continue right through this chapter, chapter 1. And you'll notice, friends, every time it continued to say, and God. It didn't say the scientists. It didn't say the teacher in the classroom. It says, and God. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And as a songwriter says, he made all things beautiful, all creatures great and small. I won't go through this entire chapter because I have a lot of things more to say to you. But I want you to know, friends, that God made the heavens and the earth. He made the light. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars that we can see. He made also the days that we can know exactly what we are doing. We are to worship him with all our hearts. Again, you're going to hear that word worship quite often throughout today. God, worship. The Son of God, Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world, the blessed Holy Spirit, the one who teaches us and guides us into all truth. I want you to know today, friends, that the Word of God tells us quite clearly, and I'll read. Listen what the Scripture says here in John chapter 1, the Gospel of John. You are told by our pastor that it's important for you to have your Bibles. And listen what the Word of God is saying here. John, the writer of the Gospel, says here, about that, John chapter 1. Listen what John in writing says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Notice that. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That again? God. I like that name. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. I could take you also to Matthew. The Word of God tells us here in Matthew. Jesus is now speaking to the disciples along with the multitude. And listen what Jesus has to say here, friends. And I want the church to make note of that today because I'm speaking to the church. Here the Scripture says in Matthew, chapter 5, and seeing the multitude, Jesus went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and I'll jump quickly down to verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The church today is being persecuted all over the world. That's the Church of Jesus Christ. We are so confused today because we have men and women in our classrooms, in our universities, in our homes as well. It's telling us, friends, all different teachings, different from the Word of God. Here, Bible tells us in verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. We have all over the world today believers or brothers and sisters in the Lord, members of the Church of Jesus Christ, are being persecuted for righteousness' sake because they lift up the name of Christ all over, and so they are being persecuted. Yes, there are many, many fearers and Herods that are all over the world. Yes, the leaders of the nations that are all over the world are leading our citizens away from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, we are being persecuted so often. Blessed are they when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of things against you falsely for my sake. And this is what I like, verse 12 and 13. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? There is a place. Jesus speaking said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Yes. And we find that Paul encouraging the Christians also in the book of Hebrews that God is preparing a place for you and for myself and for all that are in the world that will give heed to his teachings. Yes, friends, the Word of God says here, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Are you looking forward to that? For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. The children of God, the prophets, were called servants of God. They were persecuted for teaching righteousness, for teaching people about God. Verse 13, and this now today is for us. 13 and 14, it says, ye are the light, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be trodden, to be cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of man. This is important, friends, and I'll tell you why. Let me read it, verse 14. Ye are the salt, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Jesus is speaking to this vast multitude of people, along with his disciples, and he's addressing them. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Yes, we know that, friends. If you have a building on a hill and the lights are on, we can all see that there is a house on the hill. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all. Notice that, the word all. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. But then he is speaking to you, brothers and sisters. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We as children of God, we have to continue to let the light of Christ shine in us and through us. It's important because we find that the world, because of Satan, which we have just read a while ago from the book of Revelation, he is a frightened person. Yes. He is a dragon. He is a devil. He is a serpent. He likes darkness. And so we find here that we today are called the light of the world. And so we continue to fight against the light, which is projecting Christ. Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
He is living in us, friends, and I like that. He lives within our hearts, and he says, let this light be seen in all the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Notice that. The devil don't offer you anything that is good. No, friends, he's deceiving you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Today, I will pause to say here that over the past 3-4 weeks, it has been said on the radio that the Christians are to be praying for the United States of America. I hear it not very often, but I hear it. Request is being made that we should pray for United States of America, which many of us live. We need to pray. Not only pray, we must intercede. We must supplicate. I would imagine the entire world now know because of technologies and because of the various things that are available to us to know what is happening all over the world today. The frightening things that have been taking place at the end of 2024 and at the beginning of 2025, death, destruction, frightening, darkness, wickedness, all the evil things that you are or some are afraid of is happening around us today.
Yeah.
And we, the children of God, must remember, friends, that Jesus, the great teacher, and the Savior, and our soon-coming King, tells us, friends, that we are the salt of the earth, we are the light of the world, and the believers, the churches, those of us, as Paul the Apostle, telling the believers, the Corinthian church, we are the temple of God, praise his wonderful name. We are ambassadors of Christ. And so we today, friends, have a job to overcome, which you have just heard read from Revelation, to overcome Satan. He is a terrible person. He's always going all over the world, as Job tells us. He goes to and fro, seeking for people to destroy. And that is what has been happening over the past 2 weeks. We see where many have lost their lives. We see where requests are being made to pray and to intercede and to supplicate for our Christmas services. We learn how important it is to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the wise men came to seek, the Savior, the King, King, friends, King of our lives. I crown him, Lord. Hallelujah. Believers, let us lift him up today, because he's King of our lives. Let us tell men and women, boys and girls that are walking in darkness, that Jesus lives, that God is very much alive. The Word of God says he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But you know, friends, I'm so happy that we have a family of God. The Godhead, God our Father, who is eternal, Jesus Christ, his Son, who is also eternal, and the blessed Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to teach us all things, friends, and to take us to all truth. And I want you to know today that we are here to lift up Christ, because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Yes. America needs to pray. Christian, you cannot be like the 12 disciples who, while Jesus was interceding for the entire world, the Word of God says, they fell asleep. Not once, but twice.
Yes.
Not twice, but three times. Yes. While the Savior was interceding for the world, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that have everlasting life. Praise his wonderful name. And that's the reason why, friends, the Word of God tells us from the beginning of the world, before the Heavenly Father offered his Son as a lamb to give us life. Praise his wonderful name. And the Word of God tells us, friends, that Jesus came, he interceded, he did what his Father had sent him to do. And he now commissioned the church, the disciples, to do likewise, to preach and teach the Word of God, to take people out of darkness. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have just heard read a while ago from Revelation chapter 12, and I will take you there in a little while. Satan was fighting in heaven, and he was thrown out of heaven. But since then, friends, he's determined to destroy the work of God. And so we want you to know, friends, that let Jesus live within our hearts today, because with his help, we will be able to overcome the enemy of our souls.
Yes.
Is that all? No. I have much more to tell you.
Amen.
About Jesus, our Savior. Praise his name. About God, our Heavenly Father. God so loved the world that he gave the best gift that anyone could give, his Son, who in turn gave us everlasting life. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus speaking to the disciples, he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if it were not so, I would have told you. Yes, friends, Jesus is now the great high priest who we must worship. Yes, the great high priest sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for the United States of America, for all of Christians all over the world, because the Word of God says, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I must emphasize, friends, that the God that we serve loves all people.
Yes.
You know, so often we sing the song, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. I must pause to share with you here the ignorance that we continue to be led by our leaders all over the world today. I met a fine young lady. I would imagine that she went to the best college that we have, because she was in quite a job, which means that she had to be qualified. I could not hear what she was saying properly. So I leaned over and I said, what nationality are you? Answer that she gave me. She said, I'm black. I said, did you hear what I asked? What is your nationality? She said, I'm black. I said, my good young lady, are you American? You were born here? She said, yes. I said, well, the answer that I was looking forward to hearing from you, that I am an American, not the color of your skin. But our leaders have led us into ignorance, and my Bible teaches that God created the heavens and the earth. He made all things beautiful, and he made the black and the white, the pink, all colors, friends, are created by God. We find that the beautiful rainbow that speaks of peace and love. We find that Satan has chosen to use that as his colors as well. But I tell you this much today, that we are not going to stop praying until the work of Satan is going to tore down. 6 years ago,
yes,
I attended a service, and the three preachers were saying that the United States of America have left our gates open. All the various cities and states, we have left our gates open. And so the demons are coming in through the different gates, the different states of this country, and bringing all the various demonic acts, and they are practiced right here in this country. The devil promised that he would destroy families. The demons promised that they would destroy families, destroy our children, destroy our young people, destroy our husbands and our wives, destroy this country that God has created, friends. Let us stand up for Jesus and worship him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Now, let me take you to Revelation quickly. The Word of God tells us, which we have just heard read, that there was a fight in heaven. Think of that. Of all the place, Satan chose to fight. He fights everywhere, friends. He fights everywhere. And there was war in heaven. Did you hear that?
Yes.
We're having wars all over the world today. We talk about the United Nations. There isn't anything that is united about the nations of the world today. We are so divided, it's frightening. We hate, we kill, we steal, we do everything that is bad. Nothing united about us, or else we would be destroying our young people and also our parents who are going off to war. War, rumors of war. That's what Jesus said in the last days. You would hear of wars and rumors of wars at the plan of Satan. Look how many lives have been lost over the year past year. Look how many millions of dollars have been wasted to destroy properties and buildings, to destroy homes and lives. That's the work of Satan. The Word of God tells us here in Revelation 12, verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. You hear that? Who is a dragon? That's the devil. And the dragon fought and his angels. Who are the dragon's angels? The demons that is molesting the world today. He's all over the world. I can't forget the story which tells us this man was so possessed with many. He said his name was called Legion because of the amount of demons that was in him. He destroyed his body. Chains could not hold him. And here Jesus, the Son of God, came and set this man free. Think of that. Set this man free and cast the demons down into the lake. But then, this is what is frightening, and that's what I want to spend time to talk about a little bit. Word of God says that the news got into the city, and the city came out to see this man, this miraculous thing that is taking place. Everybody was afraid of this demonic man. But the scripture says, friends, when they saw and they heard that it was Jesus that was over there, because the man was now standing, identifying himself with Jesus. The Word of God says all the people that came out of the city to see this mighty miracles, They chase Jesus out of their community. Think of that. And that is what is happening here in the United States of America. We have so many demonic temples and synagogues all over our country today. We have so many demonic people all around us today. Our government continue to fool us and tell us, oh, it's the guns. The guns don't go off by themselves in the gun shop, friends. They are being purchased by demons. They are being purchased by people who are filled with demons. And they kill people. That's what demons does. Kill. They like to kill. I have news for you today, friends. The Bible teaches, friends, that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. And that's the reason why he sent his Son into the world. Take upon himself your sin and my sin, and he died. Think of that. Paying the price, which is death, the price for sin. Paul, writing to the Roman Christians, he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Today you can have everlasting life if you embrace the Son of God, who is the best gift that anyone could ever give. But friends, we must worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. Come, says the Spirit, unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, so many restless people all over the world today. Look what is happening, friends. In spite of all the evil things that are happening, people are not looking. Jesus said in the last days, you would hear of wars and rumors of wars and all these various things that are happening. Still, in spite of all that is going on around the world today, men are not missing the football game. Men are not missing the volleyball game. Men are not missing the various entertainment that are taking place all over the world. But today, friends, who are you looking for? Question, where is he that is born King of the Jews?
Yes.
Embrace him as King of your life. I crown him Lord. Thine shall the glory be. Yes, friends, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes. Let me take you to Revelation. The Word of God says, Revelation 12, verse 11, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Praise his wonderful name. What Lamb is John writing about? And by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. So many are dying around us today. So many. They're losing our sons, our daughters in wars. They're losing them on the highway because of those who are using guns to shoot them. Millions are being destroyed because of wars. Millions of dollars are being spent because of war when there are so many that are hungry out there. So many that are without a building to cover them from the cold of the day and the night. Yes, friends, I want you to know that there are so many parents that are so sad and discouraged because they have lost their sons and their daughters, they have lost their husbands and their wives, all because of war. War. We have what we call today the United Nations. I don't see anything so united about the nations today in our world. What we need to do, friends, as Christians, is to teach them to worship the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. That's what we love to do, friends. We love to worship Him. We love to praise Him. We love to give thanks unto the Lord. Come, let us worship Him and adore Him. He is Jesus, our Savior. He is Christ the Lord. The Word of God says, friends, sad picture. Here is Jesus interceding for the world. But the disciple who represents the church were fast asleep. Today, many of our church members are not attending prayer meetings. Many have backslidden. Many don't know whether they're a woman or a man. Many don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. But I want you to know, friends, for God so loved the world, He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And while He was interceding for the world, there the disciples who represented the church, yes, they were fast asleep. Today, churches in the United States of America, churches all over the world, look how many deaths we are seeing all over the world today. What are we doing as a church? Is the world seeing the light upon the hill? Is the world seeing Christ living in us? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Brethren, we have a task. The Word of God says here, we must lift up Jesus that men would see Him and glorify Him which is in heaven. We're not losing the warfare, friends. We're not. Because Jesus is our Savior. Let me read verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12. And they overcame Him, that's the devil, by the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes.
Christ Jesus took the cross of Calvary. Oh, those stripes across His back. Hallelujah. The crown of thorns upon His head. Oh, friends, He took that cross for you and for me because He's not willing that any should perish. Brethren, let us cry out for our family members. Let us cry out for our neighbors. Let us cry out for our leaders. And I'm going to close on this note. This is what Paul encouraging Timothy to encourage the church. Timothy, chapter 2, Paul says, I exhort therefore that, first of all, listen to the work that you have to do. Supplicate.
Yes.
Pray. Intercede. And giving of thanks for being made for all men. Not some friends. Not black and white. Not Indian or Africans. No. For kings and for all that are in authority. Let's pray for them, friends. Oh, we notice there's a lot of fight going on for authority. That we, the Christians, may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Brethren, don't join with those that are fighting for politics. Those leaders are all selfish. All about themselves. They don't care about the citizens, but they are happy to send you to war. They are happy to spend your money to buy weapons. They are happy to sit down in various places and talk garbage. They lie. The Bible tells us lying lips are abomination to the Lord. And all we've been hearing for years is nothing but lies. Lies, lies. Speak the truth and speak it ever. Cost it what it will, he who hide the wrong he did does the wrong thing still. Let us reach out, friends, to our neighbors, shake hands with them, and tell them God bless you. Let us pray one for another. Let us intercede. Let us worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I like this portion of Scripture in Revelation chapter 12. The Word of God says, friends, listen. The last verse, this is what it says, and they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Sorry, let me read that again. And they loved not their lives unto the dead. There are many, many Christians today that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. But let us continue to pray one for another that God would have mercy upon the many that are dying without Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I'll give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Many are stressed out today, but then why not reach out to Jesus? Then he can meet your every need now. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. Heavenly Father, thankful for this time when we can talk about you and your Son, who is our Savior, and the blessed Holy Spirit, our Comforter. Breathe now, we pray, upon the lives of each and every one, and give us the peace that passeth all understanding in this world and in this country of ours, the United States of America. Amen. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
You take over from here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Invite those that are in darkness to come to the light of Christ. Praise his wonderful name. Praise God. Let us pray. Pastor, would you pray?
Father, we lift you up again as we worship you, the God of our salvation. We thank you for making a way for us when there was seemingly no way. We owe a debt that we could not pay. And you pay one that you did not owe, by sacrificing yourself on Calvary on our behalf. And this morning, Lord God, as we come into this meeting, we come in as free people before you.
Yes.
Free because the Son of God set us free.
Whom
the Son set free is free indeed. And we are free before you this morning as we stand before the throne of grace, realizing that if you should put in your appearance now, we will be safe in the arms of our sweet deliverer. We thank you for this awareness. But there are others who cannot say the same thing, Lord. And so right now we pray for them. that they will be in a position where they can discover and declare that in the name of Jesus, they have been set free. Because the provision has been made whereby it can happen. We thank you for your word to our hearts just now. We thank you for all that was said long ago by the Holy Ghost through your servants.
Amen. Amen.
Now we are repeating the whole thing again, Lord God, because we believe that there are others to be saved.
Yes.
You who will have all men to be saved. It is your will that all men come to repentance.
Yes,
including
Lord.
Maybe those on these lines today, Lord God. And to you who are here with us, we want to tell you that there is a path to victory. Jesus is that path. And we are inviting you to come to him now. Surrender to the Lamb of God. John was able to declare, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." And so, friends, we are here in this meeting. We are extending to you an invitation to make that decision. And it is between you and God alone. You have wrestled with this for years. Enemy whisper in your ears bad things. But I'm glad to know that the church is also telling you good things about Jesus.
Yes.
And it's for you to make a decision. This might be your year. It is being said that the year 25 is a good number. It means that we are quarter way there. We have completed a quarter of the distance. And so I'm going to ask you if you're in this meeting this morning, even before we go into the breaking of bread service, you're here and you have heard God's servant minister to your heart. Will you at this time ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins? And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Say like the psalmist, I acknowledge my sins. I acknowledge my sins before you. This is an act of faith. Faith in the word of God. If you are contemplating this, maybe you should say this prayer with me.
Yes.
Dear God.
Dear God.
I am a sinner. And I need a Savior.
Yes.
Your word told me that you are the Savior.
Amen.
And I'm inviting you into my heart. That you will save me from my sin. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. If you say that prayer, the word said, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins.
Amen.
It is only by faith, friends. It is only by faith that we accept him. If you say that prayer, God will accept you into his kingdom. Father, we thank you for those persons, or that person, who have accepted you just now by way of faith.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, that it is still possible up to today that you are still recruiting people into your kingdom. Let this person or those persons in, Lord, so that they can feel the warmth of salvation and experience the goodness of God from now on in their lives, especially in a new year like this, to start a new year with you. We give you praise and we give you glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. and Amen.